News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460. Community Talk Radio for the North State with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 7:05 in the morning, and our phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop into our chat room. Good morning, Sonny. And it's good to see you here. And Bad Bob, it's good to see you.
Howdy.
You're looking chipper, but, you know, just hit me with the weather and tell me that good thing that happened to you.
Well, we've got widespread haze before 11 a.m. Patchy smoke. That's due to a couple of wildfires taking place up in Oregon. It'll be sunny and a high in the mid-90s, mostly clear tonight, a low around 62. A little bit cooler tomorrow, actually. High near 90. Right now, we've got 68 degrees in Redding. And as always, this report is brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, 474-5546. But you can dinners, brunches, horseback riding, sporting clays, big events up there, weddings, all types of great events up there at Anselmo Vineyards. They've invested a lot in this county. Give them a call, 474-5546, for reservations. The food is always outstanding. And you had an event.
You know, most of us guys have had that experience of reaching for the hip pocket and the wallet's not there. That's a cold, considering what we carry in our wallets these days. That's a pretty scary feeling. So yeah, that happened to me on Monday when I got to work, and usually I put my wallet in a different pocket and it wasn't there. And so retracing the weekend steps, because we'd gone to an event Saturday night at Old City Hall, and then we went to see a movie on Sunday. Well, we looked in all the usual spots, the clothes hamper and the Jeep and the Yukon and all that stuff. And I'm starting to get a little panic thinking, you know, what's it going to cost me to replace my cards, get my new driver's license, various other important pieces of paperwork. Well, Brenda starts calling around, and we called City Hall, no response there, but we called the movie theater. The movie's 16 up there near the Mount Shasta Mall. And they took down some information, and by golly, they had my wallet. The cleaning crew had found it after we'd gone to see Pacific Rim. And those very nice, comfortable seats are excellent for sliding the wallet out of the pants, apparently. But the cleaning crew found the wallet, pulled it out, just looked at the name and then put it in their lost and found. The money was all there. The cards were untouched. And so a big shout out to the integrity and honesty of the cleaning crew and the staff up there to Movie 16.
Well, you know what? That is something that, you should expect, as opposed to it being a surprise, as sad as it is. But I've had a variety of experiences that people are, for the most part, honest. And it shouldn't be such a surprise. The one time I had a $100 bill into my name, for some reason, I can't even remember why, I managed to, not keep track of it. And I come back here in the morning, and the, sitting on my desk was an envelope, and in it was a $100 bill. And it said, I found this on the floor last night. Well, of course, not having even known that I'd lost it or even remembered that I'd had it.
I'm looking forward to the day when I can misplace $100 and not notice
it. You know what? It was one of those things, but if you don't carry $100 bills, you don't think about it because you don't have those. But for some reason, I don't know, whatever it was, but it had fallen on the floor. But, and then they refused to take a reward for it. And I would have, at some point would have gone, gee, am I missing money or something like that? But you just love to hear things like that. You know, when people are like that, you just, you know, it just starts your day off great. So
I'm going to write them a big huzzah out to
what is it? Movie 16?
Yeah, Movie 16 up there by the, I can't remember whether, I think it's a Cinemark, but, great place. Like and, we enjoyed the movie was like a big comic book, but we loved it anyway.
Okay. Hey, you know, but speaking of people that, you know, that they're going to give you the right scoop that you can trust, how about our Wells Fargo advisor, Chris Lasondat? Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over 30 minutes into the last trading session of the month, and the markets are modestly higher. Where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 42 points at 15,563. The S&P 500 is adding 5 points at 1691, while the NASDAQ Composite's up 16 points at 3632. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 107 million shares. Looking at the most active issues on the New York Stock Exchange, Bank of America up 13 cents at 1465. Potash Corporation down $1.65 at $29.99. General Electric up 6 cents at $24.53, while Ford is up 11 cents at $17.09. Of local interest, PG&E down 45 cents at $45.87. Safeway's up 18 cents at $25.99. Reading Bank of Commerce up 7 cents at $5.13. And Harley-Davidson adding 22 cents at $57.42. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.62%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.32. Oil's up 15 cents a barrel at $103.21, and precious metals are lower with gold down $11.33 an ounce at $13.15.36, while silver's down 6 cents an ounce at $19.65. This is Chris Lasondak at the Rating Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here. If you want to find out what's going on Wall Street and who can help you there, that's our friends down at the Wells Fargo Advisors. Give them a call at 530-243-7561. That's 243-7561. They're located down on Park Marina Drive. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. We've got a lot of things to talk about here. Later on in the show, we're having Assemblyman Brian Daly. Our Assemblyman is going to come on. We're going to talk economy and a couple of other major aspects of what's going on down in Sacramento. Paisano Days. And then somebody called me yesterday with a is this a mini IRS scandal starting? I'll let you listen to it and hear what they have to say. We'll be right back, though, after these messages. Carl Lundebot, KCNR, 1460.
Oh, my Gundam Star.
Hello, this is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. Join me every second Saturday at 10 a.m. for Positively Healthy Radio. We discuss almost any health topic you can think of from a different point of view than a pill for every ill and a potion for every emotion. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to have more energy? Would you like to avoid the headaches, sicknesses, infections, and diseases that so many are seeming to get? We talk about all those topics and more every second Saturday. Join us at 10 a.m. on 1460 KCNR.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny. My wife Judy and I want to say thank you. Thank you for blessing us with such wonderful friends and business. We love being a part of such a great community here in Shasta County. Every day the people we meet and the chance we have to help each and every one of you makes us proud. We look forward to being there when you need us. Wind or rain, sun or shade. Shasta Gas Propane, family owned, family operated. For safety, service, and savings, give us a call at 365-3793. And once again, thank you.
He lived in San Francisco and towed his boat to Shasta Lake for a week of vacation. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, the truck has a hard pull to the left. The dealer inspected it 6 times but could not correct the problem. He told me, while at the campground, a fellow camper mentioned Coachmaster. He thought, what would a body shop in Reading know that isn't known in San Francisco? Well, I decided to find out. Can you fix my truck, he asked. I told him I have seen this problem and corrected it several times before. The manufacturer made one steering part non-adjustable. It is heavy duty and probably the idea was to be set for life. We have developed a procedure that solves this problem by correcting the angles to achieve an ideal alignment. He left the truck for the day. At the end of the day, I asked him to test drive the truck. He came back into the office with a big smile on his face, as I knew he would. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Reading, California.
From Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech, delivered August 28, 1963.
Let freedom ring from the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado. Let freedom ring from the curvaceous slopes of California. But not only that, let freedom ring from the stone mountains of Georgia. Let freedom ring from Lookout Mountain of Tennessee. Let freedom ring from every hill and molehill of Mississippi. From every mountainside, let freedom ring. This is Layla Mackey, community leader.
We rock!
Well, Bob, you are irresistible.
Oh, pure and simple.
Naturally the best.
We're Mount Shasta Springwater.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Carl in Dubai, KCNR. Hey, our phone line's here, 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR 1460, hopping our chat pack. It appears that the judge in a federal court says that, federal law does not protect Lassen Park from a wrongful death suit for the 9-year-old that was killed when that wall collapsed on the trail. That 9-year-old was killed. And the attorneys for Lassen Park said, oh, wait a minute, we're covered under that federal law. And the judge says, well, No, you're not, because you knew that the wall was unsafe and you didn't do anything to fix it. And when that happens, you no longer are covered by federal law. So this case is going to go forward. If you remember, it was a family was hiking up there a year or so ago. And the little boy and I think his sister were standing by the wall, or they were next to the wall. The wall collapses, kills him. And which is a tragedy. And you're out in the wilderness, and, you know, tragedies happen. But then, as it turns out, that the people up there were trying to hide the facts. They rebuilt the wall before an investigation could be done. And I mean, that was quickly. And they rebuilt the wall. Things were, redacted from accounts. Other people said that's not, there's stuff missing out of that because this is wrong. Anyway, the park supervisor up there, I believe, is in, hot water, and should be if she is indeed the one that did this. So now this case can go forward, and it's a shame that it's a terrible shame that a 9-year-old dies in an accident like this, but it's even more shameful if people tried to hide the facts and to protect their negligence, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Rod Dinger. If a lot of you don't know who Rod Dinger is, he's the one that runs our airports here in town. And and Rod has done a great job, if I can say that. He has done so much and he's fought so hard to bring in new air facilities in, or new airlines into Reading. As you know, we've got very limited. I was talking to a TSA guy the other day, and he said, I quit TSA. And I said, well, okay, you know, is it because these, you know, you had to go search, you know, 4-year-olds? He goes, well, yeah, no, he says that, you know, so that was bad. He says, but he says, I worked 90 minutes a day I was on this shift, and when the flight came in, you know, I was going to leave. I worked for 90 minutes out of an 8-hour day, and they won't let us get on the computer. They won't let us watch TV. You got to read historical books. I mean, they got a lot of, he says, the rest of the time we just kind of like wander around there. So, and I can understand that, but what we need is to have like 5 or 6 flights a day coming in here. Well, that's what Rod Dinger's doing. He's trying, he's fighting it, and Mark LaSalle, of course, is right in the middle of the fight too. And what the idea was is they want to build a travel bank. And this travel bank, they want to raise $1 million to show an airline that, hey, you can come in here and make a profit. It cost about $3.6 million dollars to have regularly scheduled aircrafts coming in here and flying from here to L.A. Again, the figures, getting that from an article in the Record Searchlight. But there are enough businesses around here, and believe it or not, and if you think about it for a second, Bethel Church flies a lot of people, or a lot of people fly into Reading to attend Bethel Church, to attend the schools, to attend the seminars. Thousands. thousands of people come in that way, plus others. You know, Reading is going to continue to grow. So what they're trying to do is put together this $1 million travel bank to show, hey, look, we're going to guarantee you make, you know, you get a profit here. They're close. They've got $880,000, so they need, I think it's $2,000 per entity at least to get into it, but they need the money in September. They're going to do another push. But we're going to get Rod on the show here to talk about this, but he is doing – he's doing a really, really difficult job because this, you know, in today's economy and they're cutting, you know, they're cutting flights right and left. And how much it cost, an airline just to have a parking spot in a, you know, in a major airport is just unbelievable. Can we take a quick break? We're going to come back. I want to talk to, our favorite, two of our favorite people, Wiener. We're having our Wiener, we're having our annual Wiener update, our daily Wiener roast, because now the Clintons are in it, and it's even better. And I want to talk about this traitor named Manning and what's happened to him. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Whether you worked as a doctor, a teacher, or as a business owner, you worked hard to get where you are. You deserve an experienced, independent professional giving you personal investment advice. So call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today.
I'm Tom Wood, certified financial planner with the Advice Center. Our fee-based wealth management strategies are designed with one thing in mind, to help you preserve and grow the assets you work so hard for. We can put together a custom fee-based investment program designed for your unique needs, all for one discounted annual fee. We'll work with your CPAs or other advisors or use our team of estate planning pros to help preserve your assets and lower your tax liabilities.
See how our wealth management programs can help you. Call Tom Wood at 244-PLAN. That's 244-7526. Or join us for our client appreciation event, Financial Bingo, at Sailing Boat Restaurant on November 7th. So call 244-PLAN or go to theadvicecenter.com.
Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC. Life license 0B85.
This is Ted Leidy, senior instructor at NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. With the recent increase in firearms purchases, now may be the time to schedule an in-home firearm safety consultation. We can recommend storage, advise of transportation laws, and even schedule a day of safety training for the entire family at the range. Contact NorCal Firearms Instruction today at 999-1822 for NRA-certified, nationally credentialed instruction, or visit us on the web at norcalfi.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's going to make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. It's 7:26 in the morning. 7:23 in the morning, I'm sorry. Portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great coffee, great drinks at Espresso Joe's. Walk next door and they will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town. Greatest walk-in humidor in the state. Veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. Great people down there. 2143 Hilltop Drive. I mentioned earlier that said, do we have a mini IRS scandal in Reading? Because people are being checked out because of affiliations. Terry, good morning. You're live.
Hey, how you doing, Carl?
Yeah, you called me yesterday. I said, well, you need to come on and talk about this.
All righty. Well, basically what happened is there was openings, as a lot of people know, for the Board of Building Appeals. And as most people know, on Friday last week when they had their meeting, there was only three people on that board. They should have had five. So I went ahead and I applied for that. I had delivered my letter, which was requested by Glenda Tracy, and I actually filled out the letter and the instructions she gave me to fill out a letter. There was no application, no rules, other than a few things she wanted to know. I went ahead and dropped off that letter. I had it stamped. on a copy and took it back home. And yesterday I got this letter. Dear Mr. Raposa, thank you for your interest in serving on the Board of Building Appeals. Your letter of interest was received by the post-dated deadline of July 31st, 2013. Due to the volume of letters of interest that have been submitted, may I request that you send a resume expressing your current involvement in the local community as well as information regarding your background. Please send this updated information by August the 5th. Now, remember, I received this letter yesterday, 2013. Thank you. Very truly yours, Glenda Tracy, Chief Deputy Clerk of the Board. Well, I called Miss Tracy and asked her, I said, why in the world am I receiving this letter when I complied with everything that you wanted me to send you, including the fact that you asked about my involvement in the local community. I told you about Support Rural America, the things that we do with working with the sheriffs. I talked to you about being the past president of the Booster Club of Liberty Christian Schools for 10 years. I talked to you about having a business. I gave you information that you had required. Now, why is there more requirements, and how many people got this letter? And she was a bit quiet. She said, well, sir, two people got the letter because we got 17 applications. I said, really? Because as of Friday morning, you only had three.
So you're saying that then that you have 17 people had applied in between Friday when you saw her at 10 and Monday when she mailed
so
out
the
letter.
Did everybody did the weekend? Well, I explained to her that that couldn't possibly be so because I happen to know some of the people who applied and who she may be talking about, and they actually sent me their letters. One of them sent me their letter on Monday. How in the world could she have had that already?
Well, but
and how could she have read all those letters? And I also asked her if somebody had put her up to sending me a letter, and if there was two people who got these letters, I might know the other person, which, in fact, I did know. And I called, and he got the same letter.
Did everybody get the letter, or just two people?
Two people out of 17, according to her.
Did
yes.
the two? So
and I,
why?
Yes, and when and I asked her if it was her decision to
Terry,
send out these
Terry,
letters, there
Terry,
was a pause.
Hey, Terry, take a breath here. Let me ask a question here.
Sure, buddy.
Okay.
I mean, there's just a lot. I was just trying to get it.
Yeah,
in.
I know. Well, if we have to, we'll take some extra time. It's so your point saying is that when you applied because to be on the board, because they asked people, do you want to be on the board? You put in your information then.
Yeah.
And then on Tuesday, which meant she had to mail it either Friday or Monday, that you got a letter saying, hey, now I want a resume. I want more. Okay.
Yeah.
So, and then when you asked her, well, I thought I gave it to you. And she said, no, we've had 17 applications. And I've sent out two letters to people, or two or four letters to people saying is I need more information for this.
Yes.
Okay. And so then your question is why were you singled out?
Well, not only that, but why was there even something sent out when there is no form? There is no form of it. It's just the Board of Supervisors reads your little letter and then approves if they want you or not.
Okay.
That's the standard. It's an appointed position. There's no, it isn't like the grand jury
did you
where
ask
they throw your
her,
name in a hat.
Yeah, did you ask her? Did everybody else provide resumes and this information that you gave that you're asking for me?
Well, she said basically what she said is that two people didn't give enough information. That was Mark Kent and myself.
Okay, Mark's got a show here called Sovereign Minds.
Yes, he does.
Okay,
all
right.
So,
interesting
how.
What you're stipulating then is that do you believe you two were singled out?
Well, I'm just saying, okay, here are the facts. Facts are, she said she got 17 letters. As of Friday, she had three. Facts are, some of the letters that apparently she got, I don't know how she could have read them if she got them Monday afternoon and sent me a letter, early Monday, because this letter is dated and post-dated July 29th, how she could have read all those. Number three, when I asked her if the decision was made by her to send me a letter or not, she paused, and then she said, yes, it was my decision. Now, I know that she works for the Board of Supervisors, and decision-making process is not her process. Her process is to take in what she has and then follow instruction. The other thing that's interesting about this whole deal is that these are supposed to be two-year terms, and this is really important. Mr. Miller has been on that board since 1968. I'm going to say that again, 1968. If he's not appointed every 2 years, then how can this even be a valid board of any kind?
Well, if he's been reappointed, the question is, can you be reappointed?
That's a good question. However, the last appointment, according to Ms. Tracy, is what she told someone else, is that the other two gentlemen who were on that board were appointed in 2010. She never said anything about them being re-upped. That's when they were appointed.
Well, you know, this whole thing about this board of appeals, that they said they had none, but indeed they did have a board of appeals. But the fact is they only had three instead of five. And the last part was, if I understand right, saying he did not know what his authority was. And so all the people that showed up was like put on a continuance. That whole thing, whoever's in charge of oversight on that board obviously wasn't doing their job.
Oh, yeah. The thing is, how much money was spent on the lawyers.
Terry, I want you to hang on to the other side for a couple minutes because you said there's something else, and I'd like to hear that. But we'll be right back after these messages. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460.
From the Fox Business Network, stocks are modestly higher following a better-than-expected jobs report. Investors are also looking ahead to the Federal Reserve's much-anticipated statement on its stimulus program at 2 p.m. Eastern. At around 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow was up 47 points. Kodak is providing a clearer picture of its post-reorganization management plans. The photography pioneer announcing that CEO Antonio Perez will stay on for up to a year after the company emerges from bankruptcy or until a successor is named, whichever comes first. And some of the biggest U.S. companies are parking trillions in profits in offshore accounts. According to liberal advocacy group USPIRG, it's $1.2 trillion to be exact. The report analyzed the public findings of the top 100 publicly traded companies in the U.S., including Apple, Google, and Starbucks. Those companies have come under fire from politicians in both the States and the U.K. who say they use strategies to avoid paying billions in taxes. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jo Linkens.
Performance Bicycle, the nation's largest cycling retailer, is facing record high inventory levels.
And it must be sold.
Now through Sunday, it's Performance Bicycle's
Red Tag Sale
at performancebike.com. Over 1,300 items on sale for every style of riding.
Many prices too low to advertise.
Red Tag deals on helmets, clothing, parts, accessories, and every bike at performancebike.com is priced to sell now. Plus over 50 doorbusters at 50% off.
But only while supplies last.
Performance Bicycle's Red Tag Sale.
Now through Sunday
at performancebike.com.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Three little words that will change your life forever. You have cancer. You also have choices. At Pace Cancer Center, we believe that the battle against cancer can be fought with a positive attitude, care, and excellent medicine. Dr. Pramila Dhanuka is a board-certified oncologist, and she is offering the highest level of care for cancer patients for over 10 years. At Pace, you'll discover why hundreds of local cancer survivors have chosen Pace Cancer Center for treatment. To learn more about your choices available at Pace Cancer Center, call 247-1425.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-663-5670. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-663-5670. That's 1-800-663-5670.
Hi everyone, I'm Sherry Silk.
And I'm Danny Silk.
And we are so excited to be joining the weekend lineup at KCNR Community Talk Radio. We have a new show Sundays from noon to 1. Danny, are you excited?
I'm excited.
Living on Purpose is a brand new program. Our focus is to help build healthy families, relationships, marriages, parenting.
And we sure hope you join us.
It's Living on Purpose with Danny and Sherry Silk every Sunday from noon to 1 on AM 1460 KCNR.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Hey, my friends. It is 7:34 in the morning. Phone lines are 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR 1460 in our chat room. This portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. It's got an in-store deli and Reading's largest selection of natural foods and supplements. They've got all types of natural foods there. The North State's nutrition experts, the people there know exactly what they're talking about. They are more than happy to help you. The store is absolutely spotless, which is one of the things we look at when we go to these places. And like I said, and the people are friendly. Joe and his family and his staff are just outstanding. They're at 221 Locust Street in the Cypress Square Shopping Center there. Or give them a call at 244-9141, 244-9141, Orchard Nutrition. Okay, Terry, let's finish this one up now. So what I'm getting out of this is that they asked for volunteers to be on this board because this board is supposed to be at least a five-member board. Some of them have been on it for longer than what their terms are. It doesn't mean they haven't been reinstated or reappointed, but there's nothing that says that. But when you put it in, and, you know, frankly, your political sentiments are known because you told them. And so it comes back to you after you've turned it in. On Friday, she said she only had three of them. You turned yours in. You and another individual got a request for more information. Is that correct?
That's correct. And okay. Interesting thing is that there's no criteria for this. And the conversation I had with Ms. Tracy, actually, I gave her everything that she required of me. So I guess the most disturbing part is that express your current involvement in the local community as well as information regarding your background. You know, everything that she had asked for, she had received. And, again, it's the type of thing where why in the world and how in the world did she have all the information from all those 17 people using the other letters as her standard, where my letter apparently didn't measure up? How could she have read those when she didn't have them all? And how could she have sent this out on July 29th when she didn't receive? I know for a fact she didn't receive one of these letters because it was hand-carried to her later in the afternoon by a gentleman I know.
My question would be, is did everybody else receive the same information? Receive the same letter concerning their information? If anybody was singled out for more information, you'd want to know why, and you'd want to know if it was directed, you know, specifically at you. Or did everybody else turn in a letter with all the information that she needed? So that's the only way you're going to see. And to find out if you and the other individual were, I guess there's four of you. Didn't you tell me on the break there was four?
Well, in the first phone call, she had told me too. When Mark had called her back, she told him there was four. So the story had changed within 10 minutes. Well, but I think the important thing is that there, no one got a letter. No one got any. Everyone that applied for this just simply had to call up and say, what do I do? Because there is no form. No one got a letter saying this is what we request as far as an initial letter on your application, so to speak, because there is no application.
Well, the whole thing.
There's nothing structured about this.
Well, it's obvious after what happened Friday. That it's not structured. No fault of the people of the Board of Appeals at all. I am not throwing a rock at them one bit. But if you're going to have a Board of Appeals meet, at least, you know, somebody should be taking them under their wing and saying, this is what you do. This is your, since you haven't had one in over 20 years, this is what you do. This is how you know, this is your limits of authority. Somebody needs to coach them on that. Now you got to find out who that person is. You know, just as an example, is the city has one of these once a month, and they've adjudicated over 1,000 of these appeals.
That's
once
correct.
A month, the city has one, but the county has not had one in over 20 years, which kind of, you know, either the county's doing really, really, really good, or people, you know, they were supposed to do that. My concern would be if they were pointing at certain people to say, well, you know what, we want more information from you, but other people were not singled out to give more information. There's the crux right there. And if you're going to ask people to be on a board of appeals, there ought to be a sheet of paper that says, this is what you have to turn in, you know, to be a considered for the board of appeals. And if you want it to be really, truly fair, after you, you know, after they read the criteria, and the criteria is you have to have lived in town so long, you've got to do this and this, you need to put the names in a hat and draw them out like that. So the, so it will be a neutral board of appeals. That's the big thing. You shouldn't
have people
on there with a dog in the fight that says, oh no, I don't care what they say, this is the way I'm going to vote. It should be as fair as possible. That's what it's about. You can't have, you can't pack the board on either side, or it just negates everything you're trying to do.
Yes, sir, and you're correct about that, but it's very important to understand that according to Mr. Miller, and if you watch that video, and you can find that on 24 Hour Patriots, and I believe I sent you the link to that, because we filmed that whole thing, you'll hear Mr. Miller say that basically he was appointed in 1968. You'll say nothing about a reappointment. In fact, he makes the comment that he thought it was only a two-year term, but he's just been there the whole time. There hasn't been, according to him, and according to that testimony, which is public record, there hasn't been a re-up of these guys or any kind of paperwork that they even know of. And I would think if you're one of those three guys that you would know if somebody has reappointed you or not.
Yeah, well, the whole thing is, you know what, they hadn't used it in 20 years. It was a non-entity. The judge said, hey, you guys have got to do this. It's in your own charter. You need to have a board of appeals. And then it just didn't come together. And now they're trying to outfit it. But if they're trying to pack the board, then that's not right. That's not right. They should just take everybody that comes in, give them all the same criteria. And it's got to be written down. It can't be, no matter how honest she is and all that, and I have no reason not to believe she isn't, is to say, okay, here it is. Here's the sheet of paper. This is what I need from you. And not just kind of tell you off the top of her head because nobody has ever provided it to her.
That's correct.
That's what's wrong. And
that's
then
correct.
When they get the people's names, if it's 15 or 100 or 5, you put them into a hat and you draw them out. And
correct.
You go by the luck of the draw on that one, but it basically everybody has to have the same criteria. And
correct.
If they don't do that, then now they are cherry picking, and that's wrong. And especially about a case that has been in the papers and has been going on for 4 years and it's costing hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Yes, and
okay.
That was added too on Friday with all those attorneys and all that time.
Yeah, well, anyway, the bottom line is if there's going to be a Board of Appeals, and there should be somebody that you can go to. I mean, the city has one. I mean,
yes.
Hell, once a month they meet and settle over 1,000 of these things. I saw a copy of it. You know, they meet on this and this and this. Anything from, you know, it's a board of appeals.
Yep.
If they don't like something, one of the county departments or city departments has done. All right, Terry, thanks a lot.
Sure, Carl.
Hey, keep us informed about this.
Sounds good, bud.
All right, thanks a lot. Okay, we got to take a quick break. We got Pete Stiglitz in here. We're going to talk a little bit about the Air Force Memorial. And then we got a lot of other things we're going to talk about, too, when we get back. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460. To everything.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for 9 in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands. Relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Hi, I'm Dr. Maria Salas. Join me on the first and third Saturday for the Positively Healthy Show from 10 to 11 a.m. The Positively Healthy Show focuses on health, lifestyle, fitness, and so much more. We keep you up to date on the current events locally and globally. Tune in to find out how you can be positively healthy. That's the first and third Saturday of the month from 10 to 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. and streaming KCNR1460.com for the Positively Healthy Show with me, Dr. Maria Salas.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindabad, good morning. It is 7:46 in the morning, 68 degrees out there, heading up to the 90s. It's going to be really a nice weekend. Not going to be... burning out there this weekend. Going to be pleasant. If you call 92 or 93 pleasant, this point, but speaking of pleasant, Alliance Heating and Air. They will do your repairs, they can do installations, they will do your maintenance on your cooling systems, and they do it and guarantee it. Very professional, old-fashioned values, because quality doesn't have to cost more. 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. We've used them at our house. We will continue to use them. They have just, I can't say enough about how professional they are and the kind of work they do. Give them a call at 221-2642, 221-2642, or Alliance Heating and Air. We have some new copy here that I'm going to rewrite as soon as I get off the air. I'm not sure who wrote that one, but it made it a little difficult because Alliance Heating and Air, you and I both use them. They're, you know, they are 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. They will ensure that you can stay in the right temperature.
Having done radio news in years past and being forced to occasionally due to time constraints to do the rip and read,
yeah.
Pull something off the wire machine and start reading it, and you realize that you're rapidly moving into a place from which there is no return.
But you're not going to say, oh, the pilot of the plane are... I mean, as soon as you read some of those names, oh, we are in trouble. I mean, no, you don't read that. But on this one, it's written so it, when you read it, it looks okay, but when you say it, we have to redo it. But Alliance Heating and Air, the one good thing about that is they are great and they do great work. I recommend them highly. Alliance Heating and Martinez people. Hey, Colonel Pete Stiglitz is with me today. They are raising money for the, Air Force Memorial.
Memorial. Hey, good morning, Carl.
So, yeah, how you doing, Pete?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Great. So what's up?
Thanks for the chance to be here.
Well, you know what? Hey, if it's a veterans event, if you're not here, then bad on you, because we always try to help out.
Yeah, I know you do.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
But what's, okay, now the latest year, I know that you're raising funds for the Air Force statue or memorial out at IGO.
Right. Yeah. Just a little bit of history about it. A couple years back, as you know, I'm pretty active at the Veteran Cemetery. And I noticed we had a lot of memorials going up. We have one for the Submariners, for the Korean War vets. And we got a Vietnam Veterans one coming up here sometime in the near future. And but what we didn't have was memorials that were dedicated for each of the services, the five military services. And I thought, well, it would be a prudent thing and a nice thing to do to honor all of our military who served in any one of those five branches of the military. So I went to Steve Jorgensen, who's the director out there, and put my idea forward. He liked the idea, so we took it up through the normal coordination process all the way up to CDVA about 2 years ago, and the secretary approved the concept to put all five of them. They'll be placed strategically around the main flagpole area at the cemetery where we have all the ceremonies. And the Air Force one is just one of the five. Of course, I'm Air Force, so I thought I'd set the right example and take the lead role on trying to get the Air Force Memorial ready to go. So that's where we are. Carl Turner, a local Vietnam veteran, he helped us design the memorial. And then I was really fortunate to find a local fabricator here who does metalworking. It's called Eagle Ironworks in Anderson. And he's also a Vietnam veteran. And some of you may have seen his artwork already. He's got the big, large stainless steel eagles. I think they've been out at the museum for veterans. And anyway, he's agreed to help build this memorial for us. So that kind of gives you a quick and dirty about how this thing all got started. So we've got the design. We know what the memorial is going to look like. We have a website set up. I want to make sure everybody knows what it is, usafmemorial.org. You can go online and you can see what it's going to look like. There's online capabilities to make donations. We're selling pavers, engraved pavers that will be used to form the base, the pad, if you will, of the memorial. And so if you get one of those, you can put one there for your loved one. It'll be there for a long, long, long time, as long as the cemetery is there. So I'd encourage folks to go to that website, usafmemorial.org. You can do it by PayPal, the donation, or you can print it out and fill it out by hand and mail it in to us. So you have your choice which way you want to.
Okay, so what's the website again?
usafmemorial.org.
Okay.
And if I could, I just want to mention, too, that Liberty Christian University donated a watch to us. So I'd like to just throw out a challenge that whoever makes the biggest donation online today to the memorial will receive that watch. I will send that watch to the individual or group that gives us the biggest donation today. And okay, Thanks to Liberty Christian for that.
All right, so whoever makes the largest donation today, calls in or hits PayPal, is going to get a great watch.
That's right.
Okay. Anything else?
I think that pretty much covers it. Thank you so much. We're looking for volunteers on our committee so they can contact me. And
how
we'd
do you
love
get a hold of you?
You can get a hold of me right on the website. There's a contact page there
okay.
for us. Yeah, you bet.
Okay, give us the website one more time.
usafmemorial.org. Please go there and support the Air Force Memorial.
Well, it's a good thing you do for our community, Pete. You support all these veterans events and veterans themselves. You do a lot for our community, and it is deeply appreciated. I just want to thank you publicly on the air.
Well, likewise, and thank you for the compliment.
All right. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back after these messages. Carl and Linda Bott, miss a day, miss a lot.
Some land and you want to turn it into something useful. Well, when you need to dig it, level it, scrape it, fill it, till it, lift it, load it, move it, or anything else it, you need a tough, dependable tractor. Choose the most versatile tractor on the market, a Kubota tractor from your one-stop tractor shop, Team Power in Reading. Nothing beats the tough dependability of a Kubota. Built with Kubota standards of quality, versatility, and dependability. Powered by Kubota's legendary diesel engine, matched with quality attachments by Land Pride, the leader in landscape and agri-maintenance maintenance equipment, all available to make your tough jobs a whole lot easier. So whether you're digging post holes or tilling the ground, keep your equipment and your business running smooth and efficient with Kubota tractors and Land Pride attachments. Call Team Power for all your tractor and attachment needs. For sales, parts, and service, it's Team Power on Twin View Boulevard next to Phil's Propeller. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized Kubota and Land Pride parts, sales, and service dealer. Your one-stop tractor shop. Team Power, 226-9226.
Are you tired of earning less than 1% in a money market account, but you want guaranteed returns? Does the volatility of gold and the stock market make you nervous?
Then if you have $200,000 or more and you want to earn a safe return of at least 4% every year, Tom Wood has a personal annuity that may be right for you. There is only one contract available as current interest rates are much lower, but this contract was issued to provide a minimum of 4%. This is available to only one person with at least $200,000 to invest. For more information, contact Tom Wood at 244-7526. 244-PLAN. Tom offers other annuities as well, but for one investor with $200,000 or more seeking a minimum 4% guaranteed annual return, call Tom Wood today at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN. Claims paid by insurer, not FDIC insured. Penalties for early withdrawal. California Life License 0B85106.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli featuring no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family-owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Carl and DeBot, good morning, my friends. 7:55 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you, of course, by Holiday Harbor. Staycation on the lake. Go to Holiday Harbor. Check out their houseboats, ski boats, jet skis. They have package deals that's going to let you get on the lake, cool off, have a great time, going out camping on the lake in the houseboat. Have a great time without breaking the bank. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina, 238-2383. Linda and I are taking a boat out, in fact, next weekend, the 9th and the 10th. Or that Friday and Saturday. Yeah, we're going to be out there. We're going to invite everybody to come on out, come see us, and tie up around, and we'll have hamburgers and hot dogs and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina, 238-2383, or lakeshasta.com. It's their website. All right, let's go on back here. A lot of comments in the chat room after the last one, for Pete and, of course, Pete Stiglitz in his U.S. Air Force Memorial. But the other one, talking about the board. It's going to be difficult to find people that are associated with that board. They don't have a dog in the fight, or that they've already ridden one of the ponies there. And some people are getting pretty excited about other people. And as Bad Bob points out, our chat room is there to open up for everybody to make their comments, but we don't do personal attacks in here. I do personal attacks, but we don't do personal attacks in the chat room, on people. Okay, let's go back to Private Manning, guilty of 20 of 22 charges. This is the guy that released 700,000 classified documents to WikiLeaks. They did not find him guilty of espionage. I'm sorry, they did not find him guilty of aiding the enemy. They did find him guilty of espionage. But not aiding the enemy is like a compulsory life imprisonment. But right now he faces charges that adds up to 136 years. 136 years. He'd already pled guilty to enough charges that would have put him in there for, 80 or 90 years. But now they're up to 136 years. Now, Manning. He's just a whistleblower. Oh, gosh, it was because he was gay and confused. I mean, use all of these excuses you want. The fact is, released 700,000 documents. He didn't even know what they were. He was just releasing them and sending them over to WikiLeaks. First of all, there was a couple of other red flags about this guy, this bozo. And, the fact that he made it through is somewhat like the psychiatrist down at Fort Hood that did the shooting, Hassan. I mean, he had red flags all over him. He was covered with red flags, and yet the Army let him through, kept pushing him through, giving him good fitness reports. Yeah, let's just keep promoting him. And this is what happens. Private Manning could end up in jail. I know he's confused. You know what could straighten him out there, Bad Bob?
Should I ask?
Yeah. 20 years in a jail cell with Bubba. You know, Bubba is, of course, the redneck from the redneck who believes in very much his patriotism and the idea of somebody giving up, found guilty of espionage. Just give him something to discuss with him every day for 20
Army
years.
Guys, they don't send Army guys to, like, Cherry Point.
No. They send, on something like this, he goes to Leavenworth. He goes for the big chicken dinner, we call it the bad conduct discharge, the dishonorable discharge. Manning, found guilty in 20 of 22, not aiding the enemy, but espionage and many others, theft. So, how much time?
We're running out.
Oh, by the way, Democratic Mayor Bob Filner of San Diego is being sued by the city council, so we don't want to defend you against these charges, and we didn't get to do our daily wiener roast. I'm really upset about that. We'll be right back. Assemblyman Brian Daly will be with us. We'll be right back.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony.
Just because we have the ability to collect huge amounts of data does not mean that we should be doing so.
Democrat Patrick Leahy at a Senate hearing into the government's once secret surveillance program, questioning all the record-keeping of internet data and phone calls, though Deputy Attorney General James Cole reiterates,
the records do not include the names or other personal identifying information.
Now, the government has declassified some of the program and how data can be accessed and stored, and the NSA's deputy director also says no one has been fired over Edward Snowden's leaks, particularly his ability to take classified data from agencies' computers. Now, Snowden is still in Russia, and more of his leaks are coming out today. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Now, The Guardian is telling us about a computer program called X-Key Score, which the paper claims allows analysts to make real-time intercepts, literally watching what you type as you type it. One instruction presentation says the program covers nearly everything a typical user does on the internet: emails, chats, websites visited, and searches. All it takes is the target's email or IP address. Now, the NSA is required to get a court order to monitor Americans' communications, but not for monitoring American cyber contacts with foreign targets, Dave.
Rich, President Obama is on Capitol Hill. So is Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live.
This is not a bipartisan visit. The president meeting now with House Democrats before a second session with Senate Democrats. Rollout of the health care law and taxing and spending dominating the discussions. Congress leaves town this week for its annual August recess, and when lawmakers return, a budget battle is expected as Republicans and Democrats hammer out a budget plan and negotiate debt ceiling increase. Republicans accuse President Obama of campaigning instead of negotiating, Dave.
Jared, the economy grew a little more in the second quarter, 1.7%. That was more than expected, and on Wall Street, the Dow was up 94 points. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Performance Bicycle, the nation's largest cycling retailer, is facing record high inventory levels.
And it must be sold.
Now through Sunday, it's Performance Bicycle's
Red Tag Sale
at performancebike.com. Over 1,300 items on sale for every style of riding.
Many prices too low to advertise.
Red Tag deals on helmets,
clothing, parts, accessories,
and every bike at performancebike.com is priced to sell now. Plus over 50 doorbusters at 50% off.
But only while supplies last.
Performance Bicycle's
Red Tag Sale.
Now through Sunday at performancebike.com.
If you're a Medicare member with diabetes, you may be confused over recent changes affecting where you can buy test strips. Don't worry. CVS Pharmacy continues to accept Medicare Part B coverage for diabetes testing supplies. Our stores carry all major brands and offer a 90-day supply at the same low Medicare copay as mail order. You may even qualify for a free one-touch or CVS brand meter from the manufacturer. So stop by your local CVS Pharmacy today.
Sentencing hearing is underway today for Bradley Manning, the accused Army, the convicted now Army WikiLeaker, who faces 136 years in prison. His defense is trying to get it down to 116, possibly. An accused killer back in court this morning in Cleveland. Fox News Radio's Jennifer Kuiper on the case live.
Michael Madison has pleaded not guilty to charges that he killed three women and dumped their bodies in an abandoned home, garage, and vacant lot in East Cleveland. The victims were found stuffed in garbage bags and badly decomposed. East Cleveland City Councilman Manziel Baker says crimes like these should encourage residents to speak up when they see something suspicious.
Residents should always be alert, and it's no longer the blinds down, shades closed, doors locked type syndrome.
Neighbors say Madison may have been influenced by convicted serial killer Anthony Sowell. Dave?
Jennifer, a bus driver is facing charges in New Jersey for crashing while on his cell phone.
The Hudson County Sheriff's Department says the driver lost control of his bus Tuesday in West New York, New Jersey, and struck a lamppost. That lamppost then fell onto a baby stroller and an eight-month-old girl.
The baby was bleeding from the cranium, pretty much, in the head. It was not responding.
The infant passed in the ambulance on the way to the Jersey City Medical Center.
A makeshift memorial with flowers continues to grow at the crash scene. 48-year-old Idawa Daramala is charged with reckless driving and death by auto as questions loom over whether he was texting or talking on his cell phone at the time of the crash. Jeff Manasso, Fox News Radio.
San Diego's city council is not only rejecting Mayor Bob Filner's request for help paying his legal bills, it's suing the Democrat who's embroiled in a sexual harassment scandal accused by seven women. One has sued San Diego, and the city council wants Filner to pay for everything if the city is found liable. Council member Marty Emerald hopes also.
He makes a connection with God and asks for forgiveness.
Filner will go away for counseling in August, but denies he harassed women. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 8:05 in the morning, July the 31st. We've shot through another month here. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Chat room is filled, and people are discussing a lot of things in there. But, Bad Bob, what's the weather?
It's going to be a high today of around the mid-90s, overnight low of 62, cooler tomorrow, high near 90, currently 71 degrees. This report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
474-5546. Pizzas on Thursdays, great meals out there. Again, 474-5546 for reservations. Let's go to our friends at Wells, our Wells Fargo advisor for our Market Minute, Chris Lasonda.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're a little over an hour and a half into the last trading session of July, and the markets are moving higher. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 94 points at 15,615. The S&P 500 adding 10 points at 1696, while the NASDAQ Composite's up just about 21 points at 3637. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 180 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Microsoft's up 15 cents at $32 even, Apple down $2.27 at $4.51.03, Facebook up 17 cents at $37.80, while Intel's adding 4 cents at $23.42. Of local interest, Costco up $1.14 at $118.07, Tri-County's Bank adding 11 cents at $21.91, Verizon down 18 cents at $50.24, while Home Depot's up 75 cents at $79.35. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.62%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.32. Oil is up 62 cents a barrel at 103.71, and precious metals are lower, with gold down $17.68 an ounce at 13.09, while silver's down 19 cents at 19.52. This is Chris Lasondak at the Rating Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks very much. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday, 7:10, 8:10, and 9:05 right here on KCNR. Head on down to Park Marina Drive to their offices or give them a call at 243-7561, 243-7561, our Wells Fargo Advisors. You know, hey, this portion of the show has been brought to you by Estate Granite. Mike Huber and his group do granite kitchens, bathroom makeovers to forever furniture, and, of course, the ultimate lucky smoker. He is a great guy. He's truly an artist when it comes to working in Granite. Give them a call at 241-7866. 241-7866. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, Assemblyman Brian Daly will be with us, and we're going to talk about what's happening with the economy. We're going to talk about the pension reform down in Sacramento, and of course, the impact on the newest election, the newest Republican senator. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Lindebaugh.
I'm Dr. Maria Salas, your host for the Positively Healthy Show. I'm here with an amazing chiropractor who's been in practice for 29 years in Reading, Dr. Murray Coleridge. Hey, Doc, do you have some exciting news to share with us?
Hi, Maria. Yes. First, I want to say it's been an honor to serve the North State community. We have had such great patients over the years. My wife, Gina, and I are happy to announce that we are retiring, moving out of the area, and as of July 1st, you will be seeing my patients. Dr. Maria is my chiropractor, another Palmer grad, and has been in practice over 8 years. I'm confident my patients will be in great hands.
I'm super excited, too. I want to thank you and Gina for all your support over the years and all the adjustments. Thanks for keeping my nervous system healthy, too. So, Doc, what will your shingles say now?
Dr. Coleridge has gone fishing.
All right.
Dr. Maria Salas, HealthWise Chiropractic, 244-9000, 244-9000, on the web, healthwisedoc.com.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the old sailor's rhyme, water, water everywhere, but not a drop to drink. That's only a problem if you don't have a water filter. The Patriot carries a full line of Seychelles water purifying and filtration products. From the compact 25-gallon capacity emergency pure water straws to stainless steel personal water filter bottles. Not to mention our popular, top-selling, BPA-free plastic flip-top squeeze bottle filters. Additionally, the Patriot also carries replacement filters and cartridges for your Seychelles product. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza next to the Round Table. If you're in Chico, you can find us at 1380 East Avenue in the Safeway Marketplace. In Palo Cedro, we're in the Holiday Market Square. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza, right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. 70 degrees today, going up in the 90s. You know, the 90s here, isn't it scary when you say 92, 93, bad Bob? Gosh, you know, I've got long sleeves on. I mean, I do. I have long
break
sleeves on.
Break out the cardigan.
Yeah, break out the cardigan. You know what? And when it's hot, one of the things you have problems with is sleeping. Well, not anymore. Not since we got that Sleep Number bed. Linda and I hop into bed at night and pop our little numbers in there, 40 and 45. I'm 40, she's 45, which, of course, equates to our age. But you can't get a better sleep, especially if you've been doing a lot of work around the house, which we have. You want to have a long night. You want to have a good, restful sleep. And Sleep Number is the way to go on that. And what I really recommend is you head on down to the Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center, not right down next to the vitamin shop out there. Let them tell you what kind of bed you need. You know, we have the dual temp, and I tell you what, it is outstanding. But you need to head to the Target Shopping Center, go to the people there, to all of them. Every one of them is such a consummate professional at the Sleep Number store, Target Shopping Center, right next to the vitamin shop. Our guest today is Assemblyman Brian Daly. Assemblyman Daly, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Carl. How are you doing?
Well, you know what? I'm revved and ready to go. I mean, end of July. Can you believe it?
I can't believe it. We're going to be in session next week, and we've been out for a month, and it seems like it just was yesterday. So, crazy.
Yeah. Hey, there's big news during this one. We got a new Republican. Is this true? Could this be a new Republican senator?
Yes, I'm so excited. I don't know how much you know about the race, but it was a race down in, there's four counties down in, it's Fresno County and down in the Bakersfield area. Andy Videk was the candidate, Carl, and, you know, it was 22-point, Democrat spread, and, with 60% Hispanic vote, he was running against, Leticia Perez, who was a Hispanic woman, and, he beat her, 54 to 46. So that's a very positive look for the Republicans coming up for this next election. Obviously, it was a special election and, you know, low voter turnout, but, you know, Republicans can take back some of these seats that we've traditionally haven't been able to do, especially in Hispanic areas. So Megan and I and the kids all went down and walked precincts with I teamed up with Kristen Olson, the assembly member from right next door. Her district was right next door down there. And so we walked precincts, stayed down there a couple days, and 106-degree weather, but we pounded the streets and just to help out. And I know that a few of the other senators, and I know that I think Jim Nielsen and those folks went down about a week before us and were working the precincts too. So it was a big push by Republicans to get out and see if we couldn't change the tide here in California a little bit, and we were really stoked about the outcome of that race.
Now, does that take the supermajority away?
It changes, yes, in the Senate.
In the Senate.
It changes the supermajority to, they'd have to get one more vote, obviously Democrat vote to make the change there. So,
okay.
And it was a Republican or a Democrat seat. I think that's the thing
that's the big
mainly
thing.
Gives me the inspiration that, you know, California, and, you know, he ran on jobs and he spoke to Hispanics, and, you know, that's the thing that seems to drive California in those type of districts that you know, are heavily populated with you know, minority voters.
Well, you know, jobs is, you know, that's the bottom line. If you can say, look, we're losing our jobs, and this is what I'm going to do, and really have concrete plans of bringing jobs back to people, you're going to get the vote. And from what I understand, the Democrat that was there that was going to change a lot of the business practices and environmental things was hired by Exxon.
The one that was there was Chevron.
Or Chevron.
Went to work for Chevron. Yeah.
You know what? You just have to laugh at that. You know, I mean, it's either cry or laugh. So you got to laugh. This guy is going to do all the changes in environmental protection, and then boom, he gets hired by Chevron, and he takes the job and doesn't even look back. So,
he did run a bill last year to help with the CEQA reform. So I think that was probably the reason that Chevron was excited to have somebody who you know, actually talked about CEQA reform as a Democrat, but his own party chastised him quite heavily for that. So,
yeah.
You know, that's the thing is that you know, Vidak ran he talked about you know, the coastal folks who are trying to take away the water from the farms, and that's a farming community where they're at. And there's also oil there. I mean, that's where they're doing starting to do the more fracking, and the lateral fracking is. That they haven't been, you know, they've been doing the horizontal for a long time.
Yeah.
But anyway, he talked about, you know, jobs and that the folks are using the environment to take away the water. You know, it was fish or farms is what kind of what the, his take on it was, and it worked.
Oh, it's, you know, it's true. You've got to have a priority tree there. Hey, Brian, we got a lot of people in the chat room, and they asked a question about the fire tax.
Yeah,
it's being used. Yeah, being used for you know, just a general fund item. The money they're collecting, all these billions of dollars or hundreds of millions of dollars, or is it really going to work?
Well, actually Jim Nielsen and I and George Runner did a town hall phone call in here a couple of weeks ago, and we had a lot of folks from the district get on the call and talk about the tax. So here's what's happening: they're sending out the bills. Again, this legislation, just to bring people forward, was passed before I was in office, a couple years before I was in office, and now they're actually starting to send the bills again. They did send them earlier, and people have been paying those bills under protest, which is what I recommend that you do so that you don't inquire the penalties. Some people are saying they're not going to pay them, but I would encourage you to pay them under protest so that when Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association has a lawsuit going forward that we think it's unconstitutional because you're paying your state taxes, you're paying your local tax, and now this is an additional tax. So you're being taxed in some cases three times for the same service. Now, obviously from different agencies, but what I recommend you do is pay the fire fee that they have put on you, and then hopefully the litigation will go forward, and we will win that litigation, and you'll be reimbursed the damages. That's where we're at right now with it. Obviously, it's getting thrown into the general fund. It doesn't it's not evenly an even tax amongst all Californians who receive the services from Cal Fire. Now, your local Cal Fire person that you see when you go to town who is driving the fire truck doesn't have, I mean, they're not the ones that put the tax on. It was the legislature that did that.
Yeah, don't be throwing tomatoes at your local fire people. No, they didn't do it. Yeah,
that's something that we found very frustrating, at least at the local in the local areas where you have, you know, folks that drive the fire trucks that are trying to do their job are getting, you know, beat up at the grocery store by the, not physically, but verbally attacked by constituents who are obviously upset and who should be upset because it's not a fair tax. And it's penalizing the rural areas of California, and it's just flat wrong. And so I've co-sponsored legislation, which obviously didn't get out of the committees. We worked trying to put some bills forward. Been working very close with Jim Nielsen and Ted Gaines, our senators, on that legislation, but none of it got out. And so we're in the courts now, and it's going through the court process, and hopefully we'll prevail and get this straightened out.
Well, I tell you what, right now I have to get a fire extinguisher. I'm spraying my computer for the chat room. Is that, you know, the people are so upset about this because they don't see any money going to these firefighters. They're putting their lives on the line. All this is going to, you know, to do overhead and to set up programs, and nothing heads there. And then they get hit with 3 years. I mean, they get this year, last year, and they're going to get next year. I've got in-laws in their 80s in Granite Bay that are paying this. I mean, this was a subdivision.
The folks that are on fixed incomes, I mean, it's even more devastating to them because, you know, they have everything planned out, and then they get this additional tax that they, you know, aren't getting a benefit for, and it's just very burdensome. And to add, salt to the wound, we found that last year in the legislature on some oversight that there was some hidden money in Cal Fire that, and also in the parks and
millions.
And we're talking about taxing people on limited incomes in rural areas. Not all rural areas, but mostly, and for a service they're not getting, or that not everybody in California has to pay for.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know what? We've got to take a break here. One of our guests said one day, it's better to be the cowboy than the cow, as we're being herded into this, we're being herded into the chutes. Anyway, we'll be right back after these messages. Our guest is Assemblyman Brian Daly, and we come back, I'd like to talk a little bit about our pension reform, or if there is such a thing in the state of California. We'll be right back. Carl Lindeby, KCNR.
At Bastiani Arms wants you to know that we're proud to be your local gun shop. There's a special feeling running a small shop. It gives us a chance to spend more time with you, getting to know your needs, your shooting habits, helping us become the best shop we can for you. It also allows us to order just what we need. Keeping our overhead down means keeping our prices down, tailoring everything in the store for you, the customer. We'd like to remind you, it's never too early to learn gun safety, so bring the family down because we'd love to meet them. Bastiani Arms, Larkspur Lane, 222-8222. Join the revolution.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and I believe that eating clean, organic, and healthy food is imperative to great health. That's why I love to eat at Grilla Bites restaurant. Grilla Bites takes great pleasure in serving healthy, fresh, and delicious food to customers, supporting the local community, as well as striving to protect the environment. Grilla Bites uses only fresh and organic ingredients. You'll love the always fresh salad bar or great tasting homemade soups. Come try a fresh juice from the juice bar or a great-tasting healthy sandwich. Grilla Bites is committed to bringing you food that's good for you without sacrificing taste. We're located downtown in the Market Street Promenade, just north of Jeter's Playground. Come in and get ready to feel good. Grilla Bites, 242-6656, or on the web at grillabites.com. Grilla Bites, where eating healthy never tasted so good.
Hi, I'm Don Shulman.
On Sunday, have fun with us. We talk about timely things, more informational.
We leave the politics to other shows.
I had the most amazing thing happen to me. I suddenly am 2 inches taller. I've lost 25 pounds. I can run around the block. And this morning, I discovered I could play the piano because I started listening to the Don Shulman Show.
Don Shulman.
Is there something wrong with him?
Clearly.
Every Sunday, 10 a.m. to noon, right here on 1460 a.m. KCNR.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to thank everyone for your business. We just got another load of propane bottles in and a few more forklift tanks, so come by and fill up before the price goes up. We have ethanol-free 93, two-cycle oil, bulk oil in our container or yours. We have in Redding clear diesel and gasoline. The construction is done, so bring your boats and motorhomes in, and we'll take care of you. If you're thinking about an on-demand kerosene hot water heater, give Johnny a call, and he'll work you up an estimate. Northern Lights Energy, where you can still talk to a real person and not a recorder. In Corning, Weaverville, and in Redding, on Saturday, open till 3:30 at 273 and Wyndham Lane. 241-2196. And thanks a lot. Northern Lights.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
I'm ready.
Yeah. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning, my friends. This portion of the show is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Senior and veteran discounts, locally owned, family operated, 4,000 happy customers. What else can you say? Shasta Gas Propane, 530-365-3793, 365-3793. Our guest is Assemblyman Brian Daly. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning.
Okay.
Is Linda there?
No, Linda's not here.
I was going to say.
Give that man a button.
Really quiet the first segment.
Yeah, you know, well, you know what? It's, I've got buttons now. I'll send you one. It says, where's Linda? yeah, cause, you know, she's in and out. Cause, you know, one of us has to maintain everything that we do around here while I get to stand on the air and blather.
Right.
So, you know, one of us really has to work and it's her.
Make sure and tell her hi for me.
I will absolutely do that. And please give a big hug to your bride. I know that she is, you know what? Anybody that gets into politics and goes into a big run like you did, she was right there with you every step of the way.
She was.
Hey, pension.
Very, very fortunate.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we both are. We both married up. That's for sure.
Sure.
Pension reform. Got anything new on that?
Well, Carl, as you know, that's been my number one priority as a county supervisor and at the state legislature. But there hasn't been any great legislation that's been moved forward that's going to solve the problem. And actually, what we really need to do is start talking about it and more than talk about it, but do something about it. I mean, there's a lot of people that acknowledge the problem, and it's the unfunded liability that we have out there that previous legislators and even at the local levels have promised these employees that they're going to receive, you know, health benefits and good retirements. Basically, their income that they'll receive after they retire from public service, and the money's not there, and the investment hasn't been made, and it's spread out over, you know, 30 years most of the time, and so they put it onto the next generations that are coming, which are my children and your children and grandchildren, and that's wrong. We dealt with that in Lassen County. We funded our unfunded liabilities, and we need to do it at the state level. But that comes with a cost, and the cost is you have to actually set the money aside, which that means you have to take it out of the budget, put it to the side, invest it, and start taking care of those liabilities that are coming in the future. Now, those liabilities are coming due every day as people retire, and as people get sick, obviously, you know, the health care cost continues to rise, and there hasn't been the money set aside to do that, and that is going to come due shortly, and that's going to cause California. There's estimates of, you know, between $250 to $450 billion in unfunded liabilities that we've obligated to those folks who have worked for in public service. And so, if we do not take care of that, eventually the bill will come due, and we'll have to pay it, and it's going to drive California into bankruptcy, in my opinion. And so we need to have some very good talks about that. And I want to explain, which I talk every time I get the opportunity with unions and union leaders and people who work for the state across the board or local jurisdictions, that there's two ways to fix the problem. Either we, continue to do what most legislators like to do, which is raise taxes to pay the bill, which drives business out of California, which in turn compounds the problem. But if we were able to give business folks the opportunity to think long-term, invest in California, and actually have some stability by not changing laws and making laws that impact them every day, and give them the opportunity to hire folks, that in turn starts to drive the economy in the right way. Well, that works, helps us twofold, because when California's economy starts growing, so does the national stock market, which those pension funds are in. So you win twice. You put people to work, which increases the revenue for the state, also driving the national stock market forward where all these pensions are at, and it increases your pension. So you win twofold if you drive the economy in the right direction. And how we do that simply is by taking regulation away from the business community and stop taxing them and let them put people to work, because private industry jobs are what create the taxes that fund all the public sector stuff. So that's pretty simple. I think most people can understand that. But for some reason, it's very difficult to get legislators at
the
local.
There's a reason for that. And Brian, and we've got somebody on the line who wants to ask you a question about it. But Ruth,
sure.
you're gonna have to wait, because I want to have enough time for you to ask your question and for Brian to answer it. So we'll go right after the break with Ruth. I hope that's okay. But Brian, the big thing, I think one of the reasons is that how many people that you serve with there in the assembly and that you know of in the Senate have actually had businesses in their lives? When you and I talked one time, and you were surprised about the number that did not have any business experience.
There are very few who actually, now there's a lot of folks who are self-employed but that don't have employees, and I think that does not taking anything away from them, but I think if you actually have to employ somebody and you have to do workers' comp and you have to deal with the regulations that go with just having an employee, I think it makes you more experienced when you're actually drafting laws that impact businesses. But there are very, very few. There are quite a few realtors that have made the jump.
Hey, we have a hard break here, Brian. We'll be right back after the news. Carl Lindebaugh, KCNR, 1460.
Fox News Radio, I'm Karen McHugh. A Capitol Hill hearing underway under the phone surveillance program. As the hearing began, the Director of National Intelligence made public the secret court order authorizing the phone data collection and spelling out how the data should be stored and accessed. Doctors trying to pinpoint the cause of a stomach virus that sickened hundreds in 15 states.
An unnamed bagged salad mix is being eyed by the CDC as one of the sources linked to part of the outbreak of cyclospora, a stomach-sickening parasite contracted through tainted food.
Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso, the product is off store shelves. Syrian forces continue to press rebel troops in Damascus and elsewhere.
With the help of the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah, regime troops have been taking back towns and villages and pushed back rebel advancements on the capital, Damascus. The beginning of an offensive also appears to be underway in Syria's second city, Aleppo.
Fox Radio's Emily Wither, Fox News, we report, you decide.
Hi, this is Ron Lim from Lim's Pharmacy. My staff and I would like to invite you to come and try our personalized, fast, friendly service that has always been the foundation of our pharmacy. We have been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. We solve insurance problems quickly and efficiently. We accept Medi-Cal, work comp, and most insurances. Lim's Pharmacy is located inside the Shasta Community Health Center at Placer and Continental Streets. And you don't have to be a patient of the clinic to come to us. Call us at 241-8700 for more info. Thank you.
Experience Lake Shasta like never before with a houseboat from Holiday Harbor. A houseboat is a fun and affordable way to relax with family and friends. Holiday Harbor has something for everyone, from personal watercraft to paddle boards, ski boats to towables, and so much more. Already have a boat? Bring it out and leave it in one of the Holiday Harbor slips. Food, supplies, or a little marine repair? Holiday Harbor has it. Staycation on the lake with Holiday Harbor. Holiday Harbor Resort and Marina, 238-2383 or lakeshasta.com.
Sweetie, my hands are full. Can you get him?
Yep.
and I still want to hear about your day.
Oh, today was nuts. Back-to-back meetings. Wish I could have got home earlier. How was yours? Were you able to close that deal?
Kind of doubt it. I called him Will, and his name is Steve.
Ooh, that's a bummer.
Everyone's busy. Fortunately, there's a fitness club that gets it. Anytime Fitness, the club for busy people.
A 24-hour gym offering new equipment in a clean and friendly environment next to Holiday Market in West Reading.
Shasta Library Foundation presents Taste of Thailand Saturday, September 7th at the Holiday Inn. Taste of Thailand is a unique evening featuring a culinary marketplace of Thailand, beverages, silent and live auctions, and cruise giveaway. Come enjoy this fabulous event. Taste of Thailand. Reserve your seat or table now. Call 246-0146, 246-0146, or go to ShastaLibraryFoundation.org for more information. Tickets on sale at Enjoy the Store, Red Fox Boutique, and the Friends Bookstore. Taste of Thailand, September 7th.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Alexandra Russo, and my husband, Dr. Dan Russo, as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. We believe health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m. or listen on the web at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, thanks, Roger. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County right here on KCNR. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Take a step back in time. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for veterans, discounts for seniors. Great place to get your haircut. It's man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Our guest today is Assemblyman Brian Daly, and we've been talking pension reform, jobs, fire tax, et cetera. But let's go to the phones. Ruth, good morning. Do you have a question for Assemblyman Daly?
I do. Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Brian.
Hi, Ruth.
Hey, my question has to do with pension reform. And while I know a lot of people are rallying around the change in San Jose, it's out for the judge to decide about the pension reform, and we should know in a couple of months. But my question has to do with your feeling about those people that are on, that have pensions now, maybe been retired for 20 years or so. And I know a lot of people. There are teachers, bus drivers, janitors. But I have a friend who was disabled in the line of duty, and he is retired for life. He's collecting about $3,000 a month. He has severe disability associated with that injury that he was a police officer. So, I mean, he was given to his city. So his pension is $3,000 a month, and he collects a very small stipend for his medical. I think it's a couple hundred bucks to go for his medical, and that was a 20, you know, he retired 20 years ago. What about those people when we talk about pension reform? Those people already retired, and I know a few teachers who make maybe $30,000 a year in their retirement. And I'll take my answer off the air.
Okay, so you bring up a great question, and that was something that we were faced with when we were able to fund our pensions in Lassen County, and it's the same statewide. Look, the majority of the public, the people who worked for the public were not high-paying jobs over the last 50 years, let's say, or 45 years. Were not really high-paying jobs. They were just, you know, regular $30,000 a year jobs. And so there's the majority of that workforce, whether it's teachers or you know, somebody who was a janitor somewhere, they need to be. We made a deal with them, and we needed to take care of that. In the last 15 years, we have seen pensions change aggressively, and those have been they've been allowed to spike their retirements, and that's what you see, like the city of Bell, where they took total advantage of of the their positions. So what we have made these obligations to those folks who have served and done their job, and we need to be able to take care of those people and not penalize them because of some bad actors. But there are some folks in the system who have quite frankly gamed the system and set the system, and it was part of setting the system up to take advantage of the public. And so in those cases, I think we should have some reform. But for the majority, I mean, you know, probably 90% or 95% of the people, we need to take care of the obligations that we have said that we would put forth to them. And but with that, we have to do that. We have to change the structure that we now exist in, which means a stair-step retirement system, and bring it back into line with the private folks. You know, healthcare is going to be a big factor in this, because a lot of the pension of the bargaining units took healthcare instead of as a retirement, instead of getting their wages higher. But then they brought their wages along later. So it's not easy. It's a complicated issue. We were able to deal with it in Lassen County, but it takes a lot of dedication, and we need to have those conversations in Sacramento and start talking about where we've had people taking advantage of the system, and the folks who have just were not taking advantage of it, who just, you know, want to get their retirement. So I think we need to take care of the obligations that we put forward. We need to take care, we need to focus on some of those who have spiked their pensions and taken advantage of the system, or put in place systems to make their own personal gain. So that's, I think, would be the approach I would take. But we need to at least start talking about it. And quite frankly, the public's talking about it, but the legislature doesn't seem to have the stomach to want to really dig in and make the changes.
Okay. I think that's what we're going to be finding, is people having to make these tough decisions, because, even Reading itself has got $300 million. In unfunded liabilities, but I don't think anybody wants to take people who've already had pensions and been living on them for years and change that. That to me is totally unfair. We've got to change things as we move forward, as we sign new contracts. It's that, hey, look, this is just the way it is under new negotiations. But people that have already had it, they're sitting there, they're retired, to go back and then start whacking away at their pensions I know you don't want to do that. I don't think anybody wants to do that. Or start adding things. Oh no. Hey, by the way, this is what you signed up for. But now we want 10% of your retirement pay to pay for health. Yeah, it's just not exactly, the right way, I think, to go about it.
No, if we've made the agreement with folks that we are going to do something, we should keep our word. I mean, they negotiated in good faith. Now, the ones that were not negotiated in good faith and were cut backroom deals and not in front of the public, obviously we should be going after them. I don't think that the taxpayer should be on the hook for that at all.
Okay. Hey, look, we got to take a quick break. Yeah, I think you're right. No. And you captured about, county, city, state, feds, is that, when people first started working for them, decades ago or hundreds of years ago, it was lower salaries. But then at the end of so much time, they did have a retirement, they had health care, but it was at a lower, they worked at a lower cost. And now I think the anger with everybody is that they see people working in the, for the city, county, and feds are making a lot more money than they make, and you're still funding it for them. So yeah, this is drastically got to change. Okay, Brian, we got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Our guest, Assemblyman Brian Daly, Carl and DeBott, KCNR 1460.
Summer, fall, winter, and spring, we've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
This is Carl Bott.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
A few extra minutes for family time. Cheering your son's baseball team to victory. Beating last month's numbers at work. At North Valley Bank, we hear you when you tell us what matters to you most. Which is why we make it our top priority to offer products, services, and people who can give you a few more minutes in your day. And services to help you be more successful. For example, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, our mortgage process can save you time with pre-approvals and an experienced staff who will walk you through each step, guiding you, answering questions, and helping your family get the best possible loan. And just like you, our team is part of your community. So the things that matter to you matter to us. North Valley Bank. Let's live and grow together. Learn more at NOVB.com or visit a local branch. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Every parent knows that slow motion feeling when you just can't get there in time. Like when your daughter thinks she can surf down the slide. At MD Imaging, you can be there for her while we handle matters of, is it broken? And can my cast be purple? Doctors trust MD Imaging because we treat every patient with the best care, even when it's just a sprain. And because we do everything right here, we know the monkey bars are calling. MD Imaging, defining what's next.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State. Carl Lindabot. This portion of the show is brought to you by, of course, Crown Motors, your local Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, Dodge, and Ford dealership. Of course, I drive a F-150, a red one that I run around town here with. And you know what? The service department's second to none. It's neighbors making great deals for neighbors right up here at Reading Crown Motors for not only Reading, but all of the North State. Give them a call at 223-2177 or stop by 555 Cypress Avenue. Talk to the people at Crown Motors. Our guest is Assemblyman Brian Daly, and we welcome you back there, Brian.
Thank you, Carl.
Hey, you know, I can't let you off. I got to ask. What's the latest on the gun control restrictions that we're facing right now? Or some of them been dropped, or how bad is this?
So, Carl, when we left the legislature, I had a town hall meeting up in Siskiyou. The first week we were home, and I've been working the district, and that's kind of something I wanted to talk about too, is let folks know what I'm up to. But there was 50 bills I think I had on a piece of paper. It was a ton of bills. Right. Now, like, I have a spot bill in there, which I don't want to have to get into too much detail, but it was just in case I wanted to actually move legislation. There's nothing in the bill to try to, you know, help us retain our Second Amendment rights. But most of the bills went to the Senate. And I have not heard back on which ones got out since, because they were in session a few days longer than we were. But, you know, the best thing I can tell you right now is that there is no session right now, so you're safe as an American or Californian when we're not in session down there, because they're passing so many crazy laws. But I do understand that some of those bills are being tinkered with. They were trying to change them around a little bit, trying to make them more palatable to get them out. Which I was surprised that they didn't just, steamroll us, because I think any gun legislation that gets to the governor, he will more than likely sign. I don't think he'll veto any bills that come out.
Well, you know, I'm teaching my grandson how to shoot an assault rifle. It used to be a Ruger 10/22 that people have learned to shoot with for 100 years, and the 22 caliber, of course, is not used in combat, or is it? It's no type of battle weapon. for anybody. And the, of course, that caliber is used in the Olympics and for all types of marksmanship programs and Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts and everything. But according to the California Assembly and Senate, that this has now become an assault weapon because it has a detachable magazine.
Right. Now, I have three of those same Marlin Ruger 1022s. My sons and I both all use those. And so that's the scary part, is that it's probably the number one rifle, and for most families is a 1022.
Yeah.
And it's, it's very economical to shoot, and it's great a piece of equipment. They want to obviously take away guns. That's the goal, is for most legislators down there. Not all. I mean, there's a bunch of us that are voting against those, but the majority of the folks that don't understand our Second Amendment right. And, look, a gun's no good to you if you don't have any ammunition you can put into it, and quite frankly, I will be working steadfast to help stop that legislation and promote the Second Amendment
okay.
at every chance I get. Carl, I know we're getting close on time. I did want to let you know a few things. I mentioned to you the last time that we talked about how the legislature works and what my agenda was, what I wanted to do, and so I've been able to get 9 Democrat legislators to our district and let them know what we do here and let them understand kind of how things work in the North State. And I think I mentioned to you last time that we did have one member who had never been further north than the airport there in Sacramento. So I've had the opportunity to bring them to my district. And then in return, I've been traveling to their district. So while we were on break, the summer break here, in between trying to get my farming done and doing town hall meetings in the district, I did take the opportunity to go down and obviously walk the precincts for the VIDAC race, the Senate race there, and we're very happy that that was successful. And then also I was able to go to Salinas Valley last week and work, meet with a member there, Alejo, Assemblyman Luis Alejo, look around his district, toured a winery. This was interesting, the Scheid Winery there, who has 300 employees and farm several thousand acres in the Salinas Valley, and they have a great winery there, and they do quite a bit of work. And just I took a photo of they have the portable outhouses, is what I call them, but they move them from field to field for their workers. And on the side of the outhouse, you have to post the regulations in Spanish and in English for all the chemicals or all the labor laws. It takes a 4x8 sheet, cardboard or 4x8 sheet of plywood, an additional 2 feet attached to the side of it on the side of the privies that they pull around, just to satisfy the state law. And so I took a photo of it. I'm going to post it on Facebook. I couldn't, I have those at my business, but you don't realize it until you put them all in one spot where it has to be local, of all the regulations that we're faced with. So I've been out working in the districts and in the other members' districts, learning what they're dealing with, so we can then build relationships and start talking about what will help move California forward.
You hope that people, it starts bouncing, instead of bouncing off their forehead, they start assimilating. I mean, somebody that's never been north of Sacramento and he's representing, or she is representing the state, and has never actually even been, has never been north of Sacramento, and feels like, yep. Oh, no, that wasn't important. I don't care about those. Hey, are you going to be able to stay with us after this break?
Yeah, I can stay on for a little bit longer.
Okay,
budgeted in until 9.
Okay, so. Great. We have a caller on the line, and he has a question. So yeah. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Our guest is Assemblyman Brian Daly.
So, you own some land, and you want to turn it into something useful. Well, when you need to dig it, level it, scrape it, fill it, till it, lift it, load it, move it, or anything else it, you need a tough, dependable tractor. Choose the most versatile tractor on the market, a Kubota tractor from your one-stop tractor shop, Team Power in Redding. Nothing beats the tough dependability of a Kubota. Built with Kubota standards of quality, versatility, and dependability. Powered by Kubota's legendary diesel engine. Matched with quality attachments by Land Pride, the leader in landscape and agriculture. Niagara Maintenance Equipment, all available to make your tough jobs a whole lot easier. So whether you're digging post holes or tilling the ground, keep your equipment and your business running smooth and efficient with Kubota tractors and Land Pride attachments. Call Team Power for all your tractor and attachment needs. For sales, parts, and service, it's Team Power on Twin View Boulevard next to Phil's Propeller. Team Power, your locally owned and authorized Kubota and Land Pride parts, sales, and service dealer. Your one-stop tractor shop. Team Power, 226-9226.
Whether you worked as a doctor, a teacher, or as a business owner, you worked hard to get where you are. You deserve an experienced, independent professional giving you personal investment advice. So call Tom Wood at the Advice Center today.
I'm Tom Wood, certified financial planner with the Advice Center. Our fee-based wealth management strategies are designed with one thing in mind, to help you preserve and grow the assets you work so hard for. We can put together a custom fee-based investment program designed for your unique needs, all for one discounted annual fee. We'll work with your CPAs or other advisors, or use our team of estate planning pros to help preserve your assets and lower your tax liabilities.
See how our wealth management programs can help you. Call Tom Wood at 244-PLAN. That's 244-7526. Or join us for our client appreciation event, Financial Bingo, at Sailing Boat Restaurant on November 7th. So call 244-PLAN or go to theadvicecenter.com.
Securities offered through Royal Alliance Associates, member FINRA, SIPC. Life license 0B85106.
Well, I won't back down.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning. 8:53 in the morning. It's 72 degrees, going up in the 90s today. It's going to be just almost short sleeves weather here. You have to cover up because it's going to be chilly in the 90s instead of the hundreds. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. This portion of the show brought to you by Mount Shasta Spring Water, providing natural spring water into Northern California, Southern Oregon since 1988. They get their water out of the base, protected springs at the base of Mount Shasta. Give them a call at 1-800-922-6227, Mount Shasta Springwater. Our guest is Assemblyman Brian Daly. Welcome back, Brian.
Thank you.
And we have a caller. BC, you're live on KCNR.
Well, good morning, Brian and Carl. Question for Brian on, nobody got a kickback at all on when they raised the gasoline tax, 3.5 cents, I think it was, and it just the feeler out there. Is it now to where Perez and the group, being that can they just add that tax anytime they feel they need to raise revenue? And where does that revenue go? Where's it destined for?
They did that through the franchise tax board, and you know, obviously some of those voted against it, and they said it was out of their control. But look, they have a supermajority. They can suspend the rules in the assembly, which they do quite frequently without any of our Republican votes. And so, yeah, they can do whatever they want to do anytime they want to do. That's why it is very important that we are diligent in this next election cycle to put enough Republicans back into office to stop that supermajority so that they can't change the rules to do whatever they want. And they've done that several times. And I spoke about it the last time I was on the radio with Carl, how we come to the floor and they stand up, make a motion, suspend the rules, and then bring forth whatever rules they want. And they are able to pass those rules on the floor because they have the supermajority. And that's, yep, at the end of the day, that's goal number one, is for us as Republicans to win back enough seats in this next election cycle to be able to stop that supermajority. That's exactly I'm sorry.
I agree with that, but it just amazes me that there was no pushback on that 3.5 cents. That means that they can raise it another 10 cents, and nobody, if they don't get a pushback from the public, then they'll just continue to do this.
Well, they brought it in line with the I'm trying to think of the acronym here. It's George Runner's office.
Equalization, Board of Equalization.
The Board of Equalization, yeah. That's where they did it, was through the Board of Equalization. And so it really wasn't Perez. I mean, yes, in effect, they can change the law to do it. Yeah, and they could raise it 10 cents if they wanted to. But it's a matter of, we pushed back as much as we could. And I know George Runner and the folks there that are the Republicans that represent our area, we're pushing back, but they went ahead and pushed it through.
BC.
Well, everybody out there fueling up, look at the tax deal on the gas pumps now. They've got all the taxes listed except California sales tax, and it's listed as variable, so that's spooky right there. Thanks, Brian.
You bet. Thank you.
You know, I think, Brian, is that when you talk about that, is there's nothing, you know, you can fight as hard as you can. This is your first term here. You listen to Nielsen, you listen to others, is that, you know what, as long as they've got that supermajority, you can fight them and fight them and fight them, but we need to pull that down, and we need to put three assembly members and maybe another senator in there, and can, you know, at least you can slow this down.
Right. Well, I'm going to be focused on jobs for the North State. I'm going to be focused on picking up those seats and continue to educate the members that don't even know what we do in the North, what we do, and that I think that's really going to be my focus for the next, you know, year until we can get through this election cycle and hopefully pick up some seats and then start moving legislation that will actually create jobs and help people in business have some security here in California. And that's really going to be my focus. I think that we got to continue to, as Republicans, be on shows like yours, Carl, and talk about what Californians do and start educating the folks who don't understand what makes California tick. Get them engaged, get them to show up. Obviously, when they show up, we can win seats just like we did down there in the Vidac seat. So I appreciate what you're doing on your show and your steadfastness for California. It's really great. It's just too bad that we didn't have more folks in the other districts and other shows, radio commentators doing the same thing.
Maybe we should spread our own method of madness to a couple other districts down there, open up a couple more radio stations, and you know, what we try to do is get everybody's viewpoint out, but then listen to and have the representatives. And we so much appreciate you coming on monthly for an update to let people hear what's going on.
And we sent busloads of people from Northern California down to walk precincts, and I was one of them, and we're going to continue to do that. I got to give a plug for the realtors. The Realtors Association put up a lot of money in this VIDAC race to actually do boots on the ground, and they didn't pay for me. I went on my own, but they helped pay for a lot of people to get there, and it was really great.
Well,
they did a great job.
Well, Brian, thank you so much for being on the show today. We got to run. You know, good luck down there. Keep up the good fight.
Thank you. Tell Linda hi for me.
I'll do that. Take care.
Okay. Bye.
Hey, tomorrow, Trish Clark is joining me, and I just want to put a big plug in here for the Paisano Days, August 2nd and 3rd, this Friday and Saturday. It's going to be great. Bocce ball tournament. They've got vendors, crafts, food, gift certificates, a band on Friday night. Oh, you can eat pasta dinner, the whole thing. Hey, remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Let's not stop fighting. Let's stand up for what's right, what's good. We'll be back tomorrow.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. Now convicted of espionage, Army Private Bradley Manning has a sentencing hearing underway now at Fort Meade, Maryland. It's expected to last a few weeks with the potential for decades in prison. Julian Assange founded the website Manning used to publish classified information, WikiLeaks, calls the trial unfair.
It is important that this precedent of charging journalistic sources with espionage not be permitted to stand.
Private Manning yesterday was acquitted of the most serious charge, aiding the enemy. The father of the NSA leaker Edward Snowden on Russian television thanking the government there for protecting his son. Snowden's stuck in an airport hotel in Moscow waiting to hear whether he'll be granted asylum. Meantime, senators are asking more questions about the programs Snowden made public. Here's Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson.
Several top intelligence officials, including Deputy Attorney General James Cole, told members of the Senate Intelligence Committee these are data collection programs, not wiretaps.
No.